You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 119, The Real Presence and Scripture. Today's challenge, Jesus was clearly speaking symbolically when he said, "This is my body and this is my blood." His body and blood are not literally present in the Eucharist. Today's defense. Other passages make it clear that Jesus was speaking literally. We live in an age that is biased against miracles. It's easy for us to interpret things as symbols rather than miracles. When faced with this decision, we need to check our instincts by making a careful reading of the text. Sometimes it will indicate that what we are reading is symbolic, but sometimes it will indicate that what we are reading is miraculous. It's helpful to remember that Jesus instituted the Eucharist in a culture more ready to accept miracles than ours. Indeed, the apostles had seen Jesus perform many miracles, and he had empowered them to perform miracles also. Matthew 10:1, Mark 6:7, etc. They would be more inclined to interpret his words as indicating a miracle than we are. Other passages confirm that they took his words this way. Paul states that the Eucharistic elements are a participation in, not just a representation of, Christ's body and blood, 1 Corinthians 10:16. He warns that those who profane the Eucharist will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 11:27. He says that anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment upon himself, 1 Corinthians 11:9, and that the consequence of this can even be death, 1 Corinthians 11:30. Similarly, in John 6, Jesus repeatedly stresses the need to eat his flesh and drink his blood. When challenged on how this can happen, verse 52, Jesus becomes more emphatic, stating, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you," verse 53, "and my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed," verse 55. After this teaching, many of his disciples drew back and no longer went about with him, verse 66. Rather than clarifying the matter privately for the core disciples, as he did elsewhere, Matthew 16:6, Mark 4:34, Luke 10:23, etc., he asked if they too want to leave, John 6:67. Jesus was willing to lose core disciples rather than weaken this teaching or explain it as symbolic.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.